A team of scientists is descending on a former nuclear test site in the Aleutians today to search for damage from a massive earthquake. Mark Kautsky oversees Amchitka for the Office of Legacy Management at the U.S. Department of Energy. Kautsky says they weren't supposed to visit the island for another 2 years. Then a 7.9 quake struck pretty close to the old nuclear sites in June.
Like 25 miles north of the island. It's actually also 70 miles below the surface, so we don't expect that there was any deformation in the area under the island.
And that means probably no release of radioactive material. Since the last detonation on Amchitka in the early 1970s, there haven't been any leaks detected in the marine environment. But this earthquake might have shifted things above ground. The island holds 7 cells full of drilling mud from the nuclear tests, all contaminated with diesel fuel. They're covered with soil, and Kautsky says they need to stay that way.
So we'll do a walk around on the covers, and if there's any indication that the slopes have failed on the side slopes. That's evidenced by things like slumping.
While those tests are underway, researchers from the Alaska Volcano Observatory and the University of Alaska Fairbanks will install new monitoring equipment on Amchitka, and it's a critical link in the state's tsunami detection network. The expedition to Amchitka is expected to wrap up by Wednesday.